Attention, all true believers. Marvel Comics is on the air. From the annals of the world's greatest comic magazine come the adventures of the Fantastic Four. This week's supervillain is serious. And here's Smilin' Stan Lee, the creator of Marvel Comics, to tell you about him.
With all the billions of stars in the universe, there must be other inhabited planets, other civilizations. That is the premise of this week's epic. On a planet in the fifth quadrant of the Andromeda Galaxy, there is a civilization called the Skrulls. All Skrulls have the ability to change the makeup of their bodies. The Fantastic Four have previously encountered and defeated a group of Skrulls who are trying to invade and then control Earth. Now, the alien foe has developed a super Skrull.
I am the super Skrull. I have all the powers of the Fantastic Four combined. And more.
This super Skrull shall walk among us in just a moment.
I just love watching the evening news.
And so, tonight, the menace of Dr. Doom seems
Say,
to be over.
A report about our last adventure.
Thanks to the Fantastic
Four. People who don't listen to the radio.
If you ever see this man, you are urged to contact the police immediately.
Who's he kidding? Doom don't walk around
and
looking like that.
There's pictures in the news. Speaking of the Fantastic Four, here's a candid shot of the Thing. Taken
now,
while
I'll
he
see
was
something.
One. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, we're running a little late tonight.
I've been wrong.
There's a message from our
They
sponsor.
Can't do that to me.
That your dog had his cookies today.
Where are my fans, Nick? I've been upstate by a lousy dog.
Face it, man. Those pictures are just going for the job.
Look out, Ben. You're wrecking the furniture.
Relax, lady. Getting busted with that loud.
Ben Grimm, if he didn't love you so much.
I'm ashamed of you losing your temper like that.
Yeah, you got to learn to control yourself.
Okay. You're trying to give me a complex.
And later that same evening...
We'll see you later, Ben. Sue and I have a date.
That's right. Reed and I are going swimming.
How come the junior spaceman outfit? They got swimming pools on the moon?
No, silly. We're going to Waikiki in Hawaii.
Huh?
That's right. We should be there in about an hour.
What?
I've been waiting to give our new experimental passenger ICBM a workout. And this seems as good a time as any. We'll be back in a couple of days.
And so Reed and Sue board the new rocket, bound for Hawaii.
Look, there's a Fantastic Four's latest number.
Ha! They're flying around in spaceships, and we still haven't paid off our used Edsel.
And back at Fantastic Four headquarters...
They can have that oversized sky plane. The Fantastic car is still good enough for me.
Me too. Leash and me's gonna fly up north for a little mission. Been needing a vacation.
Wait till the guys see me driving my date through Central Park in this job.
At that very moment, countless light years away in the fifth quadrant of the Andromeda Galaxy, on the home planet of the dreaded Skrulls.
The Supreme Wizard and his Super Skrull.
He approaches. The one who cannot fail.
Your Majesty, allow me to present the mightiest warrior in the universe, the Super Skrull.
All homage to your Supreme Majesty. I await your command.
As you shall see, Your Highness, the Super Skrull is all-powerful. I have given him the potential of the Fantastic Four and then some.
Let the demonstration begin.
You are aware, sire, of the stretchability of Mr. Fantastic's body? Observe how my Super Skrull can stretch even further. Within seconds, he shall retrieve a spectrofish from the deepest part of the Skrull Sea.
But the sea is more than 100 miles away.
That is correct.
That is impossible.
But in almost no time...
Here, Your Majesty, your spectrofish.
You are more powerful than Mr. Fantastic.
Of course, sire. Notice how the Super Skrull duplicates the powers of the Human Torch.
Lamon, not only do I have all the skills of the Torch, but I can fly faster and maintain my flame longer. I have one weapon which even he does not possess. My anti-matter fireball.
Right off that mountain. I am royally impressed.
Yes, sire. Behold now, my lord, an exhibition of physical strength far surpassing that of Thing. From a specially constructed platform, my super scroll shall lift the cosmic generator, which supplies energy to our entire planet.
Impossible.
No, Your Majesty, even though the generator weighs 100 tons.
He's doing it! It's his more wildest dream!
And as far as we've discovered, Thing's absolute weight limit is 36 and a half tons.
Bring him to me. I would congratulate him.
I believe he's right in front of you, Your Majesty.
Huh? What? I don't see anything.
But that is my fourth power, sire. Thus I can match the invisible girl.
To match her is not enough. You must be her superior.
He does possess one power she does not, sire, which I shall describe to you later. But for now...
It is time for me to embark upon my mission. I vow to Your Majesty that I shall not return until the Fantastic Four are defeated and the planet Earth is yours. Farewell, sire!
A week has passed since the Super Skrull began his journey to Earth, and we find the Fantastic Four together again inside a Manhattan department store.
Oh, I just love looking at all these new fashions. Don't you, Reed?
I think I'll browse around the book department.
Yeah, they got some new albums in the records section.
Records, schmeckards. I'm going to go look for a new bowling ball. You sure this is the biggest one you got?
Just try it, sir. That one would fit even a, a gorilla.
Okay, laughing boy. Let's see.
Oh, no!
You must know some pretty small gorillas.
Hey, come back here! What am I going to do with a squashed bowling ball?
Meanwhile, Johnny is looking over a new FM tuner for his stereo system.
Wow, this one's really great. Dolby, equalizers for each channel. Sounds good, too.
Here's a bulletin just in. An alien spacecraft has landed in Times Square, creating panic and widespread turmoil. If you are in the area of Times Square, please be advised that the police department...
And within seconds, Johnny has located Reed and Sue, and they are headed for the scene. With just a little Marvel magic, we are instantly transported the 15-block distance to Times Square.
I hereby claim this planet and all it possesses in the name of the Imperial Skrull Empire.
What's going on here?
What's the advertiser?
Nothing, fella. Three women fainted already.
Where are the cops when you need them?
I will now erect my planet's banner to mark the spot. The ground is too hard. It did not penetrate. But that is not a problem.
Look, he's building that sidewalk.
I thought only the human torch did that stunt.
But after a few minutes, the crowd, seeing that the awesome alien has made no hostile advances, changes its mood from one of fear and panic to merely stunned disbelief.
I never thought an alien landing would be like this.
He looks like a surrealistic Christopher Columbus or something.
You may now all disperse and return to your daily tasks. In a short while, I shall issue the first imperial orders from your new provisional Skrull government.
I think he really means it.
Why don't he go back where he came from? We got enough crackpots in this town already.
Yeah, get lost, creep.
How dare you speak to your new master? Be gone before I forget how weak and helpless you earthlings are.
And in the fifth quadrant of Andromeda, the Emperor Skrull and his wizard witness these events on an enormous viewing screen.
See, Your Highness, all goes well. The Super Skrull is in complete command.
Bah! That is child's play. The real test will come when he meets the Fantastic Four.
Behold, the moment approaches.
Quickly, adjust the focus. This I must see clearly.
Flame and fireballs. It's a Skrull. This one looks much larger than the others.
The human torch, at last. Flame on!
And suddenly the sky is ablaze with two fiery forms.
I am unlike anything you ever encountered before. I am the Super Skrull.
He's literally flying rings around me.
I can do everything better than you. For example, I can fry the very air around you until it turns to black carbon.
But finally, smashing through the screen of dense carbon, the human torch unleashes a weapon of his own.
A miniature heat bomb ought to cool you off.
He's too fast. He flew right out of its path.
And then suddenly, the Super Skrull fashions a mighty flaming war club and...
I easily blow you off guard and smash you to the surface.
That blow doused Johnny's flame.
He's plunging to the ground. He'll be killed.
Not if I can help it.
And with a speed of light, Reed Richards stretches his body into a giant trampoline, creating a surface to stop the fall of the Human Torch.
Just in time. Look after him, Sue. I've got to get up there and tackle that Skrull myself.
Even a normal Skrull is a dangerous foe. But this Super Skrull, how can we defeat him? If only Ben were here.
Well, it looks like there'll be plenty of action as an angered Mr. Fantastic tackles the Super Skrull single-handedly on the rooftops above Times Square.
You're nothing but a murderer. Johnny could have been killed by that fall.
That's what I have planned for all of you.
We'll see about that first. First, I'll wrap you up in a human straitjacket. Then we'll decide what to do with you.
Reed's incredible body encloses the Super Skrull, but within seconds, the alien, completely encircled by Mr. Fantastic, begins to exert a pressure of his own.
Expanding his body within mine. It's incredible, no matter how much pressure I apply, the Skrull continues to expand. I can't keep this up any longer. His power is too great. I've got to release him.
See how helpless you are. I am mightier than all of you.
On this planet, we call that winning the first round.
Suddenly, Reed, with his fantastic arm, forms an enormous sledgehammer.
My human power blow will turn the tide.
You're fast, but not too fast for me.
With the speed of thought, the Super Skrull's arm stretches all the way to the Palisades cliffs and...
She'll use this
sheared-off
sheet of shale as a shield.
Ow! Ow!
Mr. Fantastic's arm, no matter what shape, is still flesh and blood. The force of the blow puts him temporarily out of action.
And now to finish you off with one shattering impact.
Oh, no, you don't.
It's good to see your ugly puss.
If there's any shattering to be done around here, I'll be doing it.
Your only weapon is your superhuman strength. This is what happens when you encounter a Super Skrull.
Why do you bad guys always make speeches when you fight?
You don't like my monologue? Then I shall become a battering ram.
Look out, thing. He's stronger than we thought.
Stop it, Stretcho. I can handle anything this creep can throw.
You should have heeded your partner's warning, fool.
The battering ram blow from the Super Skrull sends Ben Grimm city blocks, and he ends up precariously perched on the Chrysler Building.
Oh, that guy packed some wallop.
Back on the rooftop, the Super Skrull returns his attention to Reed Richards.
So, you are recovered. It won't be for long, I promise you.
Flaming Scythe, is that the best you can do, copying Torch's tricks?
You merely prolong the agony.
Then, as the Super Skrull is about to swoop down for the kill, he is momentarily blinded by a dazzling sunburst.
Flame on! And that's only a sample of what I got in store for you. The Human Torch is after you.
Johnny, wait. He's much more powerful than you know. We've got to regroup and put a plan together.
Come back, Johnny.
No chance. I'm not backing out now. He's got to be stopped, and I'm the only one who can do it.
Oh, you make it easy for me. I will not have to chase you.
You conceited crumb. All you can do is imitate us. Now I'll show you how much better the original. Where'd he go?
Did you not know that I have the power of invisibility, just like your sister? While you try to find me, I'll make you a prisoner within my high-intensity fire chain.
But before the crackling chain can tighten around the Human Torch, a superhuman arm stretches out and pulls Johnny from danger.
Hey!
I said get back down here, and I meant it.
What'd you do that for?
Reed, you burned your arm.
I'll be okay. Johnny would have been killed. A Super Skrull is no match for any one of us alone.
Oh, this is terrible. I never felt so useless.
Don't let that bother you, honey. With all our activity, we've accomplished no more than you.
Where's Ben? Has anyone seen him?
Look, over there.
Hey, I'm glad you guys came by with your skyhook. I thought it was going to be some kind of weather vane.
You all right, Brockman?
Sure. Did you get rid of our little playmate yet?
No, Ben. We're going back to headquarters and map out a plan of action.
Hurry, Johnny. He's invisible. He might be anywhere.
I still think you ought to let me duke it out with him.
So, they're attempting to gain the security of their headquarters. They will find that easier said than done. Did you think you could evade me so easily?
Ow! Oh, oh. Run! Oh. He's shooting flaming arrows!
Let them run. I shall not descend to their level by pursuit. I know I am more powerful than they, and now they know it too. I shall allow them to return to their headquarters and spend a sleepless night hearing my next move. Then tomorrow I shall finish them off at my leisure.
In the hours that follow, all eyes turn toward the skyscraper tower of the Baxter Building.
If the Fantastic Four can't find a way to defeat the alien, what'll happen next?
Don't even think about it.
They'll beat it.
They just got it.
And within Reed Richards' fantastic laboratory.
Hey, Rubber Man, when are you going to stop making like a mad scientist and come up with something?
Oh, quiet, Ben. Reed's doing everything.
I've got something here.
What is it?
On a hunch, I've been checking the heavens for any unusual activity, and I picked up some ultrasonic power rays beamed to Earth from Andromeda's fifth quadrant.
The home planet of the Skrulls.
So what are we going to do? Go there and fight him?
Oh, quiet, Ben.
It isn't possible for anyone to be as powerful as the Super Skrull, not without some additional power source. I suspect his home planet is beaming power rays to him here on Earth, and I've got to find a way to stop those rays.
Slowly, the long, tense minutes pass until finally...
I've got it. This sub-miniaturized jammer will do the trick. We'll just attach it to the Super Skrull.
Will do, boss. Let me have it.
Sorry, Johnny. You wouldn't stand a chance to get close to him. The Invisible Girl is the only one for this job.
Me?
Once you fasten this small disc on the Super Skrull, it will jam the power rays coming from the Skrull planet and thereby weaken him enough for us to defeat him.
But what if you're wrong, Doc?
Well, there's only one way to find out, Ben.
I'll launch our remote control orbiting public address system and try to contact the Skrull.
Fantastic Four calling the Super Skrull. If you hear us, respond by speaking into the floating mic.
Of course I hear you.
We challenge you to meet us again in a final battle.
I gladly accept. I will finish you once and for all.
And within hours, the final arrangements have been made, and the Fantastic Four are launching their now famous pogo plane from high atop the Baxter Building. Reaching the very edge of the Earth's atmosphere, the pogo plane levels off and begins its electronically guided glide.
It's good that we are battling him on deserted Crater Island.
Yeah, no innocent bystanders to look out for.
This amazing skycraft, half missile, half plane, guides to a perfect landing right on target.
There it is.
And I can see the Skrull ship waiting for us below.
While in the fifth quadrant of Andromeda, two pairs of Skrull eyes prepare to observe the awesome altercation.
They are about to meet for the final battle.
Increase the Super Skrull's power to full intensity. He must have all the power we can give him. He must not fail. More power!
It's wide open, Your Majesty. Now he cannot fail.
And so, on a lonely, deserted Crater Island, one of the most dramatic encounters of all time begins.
Johnny, you and Ben get him started.
Flame on!
It's clobbering time!
Sue?
I'm here, Reed, darling.
Let's go.
We're coming to get you, Mr. Facsimile, and we're going to get you good.
Within 60 seconds, I shall be the only living creature upon this desolate isle.
How about a couple of supernova fireballs to get this party started?
This ought to get you away while trying to run away from those firecrackers.
Now I'll make a human fence around the action. Hurry, Sue.
You do not know the one extra power I possess. Blinding irresistible hypnotism!
I can't see. I can't even move.
And you are next, Port. How ridiculously easy it is.
I'm falling.
And now for you, helpless leader of the fated four.
I've got to stand here and take it. Give Sue time to... Oh!
Now!
Hearing a faint sound behind him, the Super Skrull whirls around, but too late.
There. I did it. I planted the jammer in him. I hope it works.
What's happened? I feel strangely weak. as though my strength is being drained from me.
What's happened? He's growing weak.
I don't understand it, Your Majesty.
Something is wrong with the power ray.
Impossible.
Keep trying.
The ray is operating perfectly. Something must be jamming it from Earth. The power is not getting through.
It's the accursed Fantastic Four. They've beaten us again. And for the last time.
But even though the Super Skrull has been considerably weakened, he is still a threat to the now vulnerable Susan Storm.
It does not matter that I have lost my superpowers. I can still find the invisible girl by the sound of her footsteps and the movement of the pebbles. I know you have descended into the crater, but where you can go, I can follow. You share my escape!
Skrull's unearthly, savage call shakes the very face of Crater Island, causing a thunderous landslide.
Reed, Johnny, over here.
We see you, Sue.
Okay, Johnny, do your stuff.
Flame on. A low-level white-hot flyby will seal the crater closed forever. With the not-so-super Skrull inside.
And before the entrapped alien can escape, the human torch seals the peak of Crater Island and the fate of the Super Skrull.
I wish I could have nailed that creep. You guys never let me have any fun.
Tune in again Monday and discover Igor Kragoff and The Watcher.